I read an article on Psychology Today, which is linked in the show notes, that says there is research backing the idea that a dog, it'll help you be more mindful, relieve stress, and maybe even help improve depression. I even connected with an artist out in the UK who said, yeah, hanging with a dog definitely will make your brain happy. Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. Hey, y'all, welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, I am so grateful you are here. Hope you're having a good day today. We're going to be talking about dogs. Who don't love dogs? Besides my cat. My cat hates dogs. No one ever told Frizzy that having a dog just might make your brain happy. But before we dig into that, if you're new around here, if you're into outside-of-the-box ways to stay mentally strong on this crazy journey we are on, I invite you to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. If you're a regular, I always have a hard time saying regular. There we go. A regular listener, if you've gotten any value, I have a unique request today. I want you to share this with someone. If there's someone in your life who has recently talked to you about their own mental health journey and you know would enjoy this type of content, please take a screenshot, send it to them over a text message or a DM. Thank you for helping us get this content out there. Speaking of out there, there's a bunch of dogs in my backyard. They're not mine. I live next door to someone who fosters dogs. They're so cute. They're so happy. And I was really surprised to learn. I knew that, yes, dogs, you know, people love dogs and a lot of people treat them like they're real humans. And I'm probably going to be getting some DMs from y'all. They're going to be mad at me saying they are real humans. But people love their animals. They love their pets. I was really surprised, though, to know that places like Harvard have actually studied the mental health benefits of having a dog and said, yeah, there's some real validity to this. But I wanted to hear a firsthand experience. I connected with Emma out in the UK, who is an artist and the founder of PlanInspireCreate.com. And she has a little doggy named Maggie. And Emma believes that having a dog, yep, make that brain happy. But how come?
There's a few reasons, but I think a huge, huge one for me is combating loneliness. I think a dog provides you with a friend that you can, it's more of an accessible relationship when you're feeling low or anxious. So the communication's a lot simpler and you can talk without fear of judgment, all those things that maybe I don't feel like I can be around people, but I always feel like I can be around my dog.
I love that she said communication is simpler when you're talking to an animal. I've never thought about that way before. In fact, y'all, I actually went to Google. I was trying to find if there was a resource to, like, I don't know what to ask your dog. Like, you know how you have those cards where you can kind of get to know your partner better or whatever, you know, exploratory questions like, what's your favorite memory or whatever? I was like, I wonder if they have that for dogs or pets or whatever. They didn't. But, you know, BuzzFeed don't play around. They have several articles about what to ask your dog. And I linked up in the show notes a fun article of questions to ask your dog on your next road trip. There's 15 of them. Here's a couple of samples. Great question to ask your dog. Do you actually like it when we go to the dog park or should we stop going? That's a good question. Here's another one. Are you listening to me? Another one. If you could meet any famous dog, which would it be? Okay, back to Emma. I was curious, when in her life did she start noticing the mental health benefits of having her dog?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed a few years ago with fibromyalgia, which is a physical health condition. But then alongside that, I've had mental health difficulties. And I think I've realized I got my dog after that. And I've realized more and more the benefits of keeping me in a routine, helping me get regular exercise. Even all those things have a massive impact on my mental health. And when I don't feel up to doing much for myself, I will drag myself up to do it for her. And it kind of kickstarts my day. So I think I started to notice the difference in myself that I would do it for her. And then we just bonded and had this lovely little friendship. She will notice when I'm not feeling good. She'll come and put her head on me, and she's very gentle, and she's kind of an unofficial support dog for me. She's not had any official training, but she's just naturally a little support animal. I love her.
Do you have dogs before?
I had one dog before. Well, I was living with somebody who had a dog, but it wasn't my dog. This is the first time I've ever had a dog. Yeah.
Was it difficult, or was there any kind of learning that had to be done to learn how to bond with your dog?
I think the bond was there straight away.
Really?
I think, well, originally, obviously, I had to gain her trust a little bit because she was taken from her family and home with me, and it was a big shock to her. She was only a puppy. I don't think she knew what on earth was going on, but kind of gently, slowly kind of built her trust over the first few days, and then she really grew in confidence, and we were kind of best buds since then, really.
Do you travel with her, or...?
I do. She loves going in the car, and she's only quite small. So I just pop her in the car with me, and she'll come with me to visit family, or we'll go out for the day. Yeah, we've been on little holidays and stayed in kind of dog friendly accommodation. And yeah, it doesn't quite feel the same if she's not there with me on a holiday.
Do you talk to her just about your day? Like, what does that communication look like?
Yeah, so I do talk to her about my day and what we're going to get up to, and she's really responsive to that, and you can see her little ears perk up and her little tail wagging, and she's happy to hear me talking to her. But then if I'm kind of having a bad day or I've got something on my mind, sometimes I'll go for a walk to somewhere quiet and I'll just kind of talk to her about it, and there's no one else around, and... she just, yeah, looks up at me, and she's there, and she stays by me. And I guess it's a way to kind of get things out without it feeling like I'm just talking to myself. Obviously, she's not talking back, but she does respond. She does kind of show that comfort and interest and affection.
She's talking in her own way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What's her name?
She's called Maggie.
Oh, does Maggie ever get in a bad mood?
I mean, rarely. Sometimes she is kind of perpetually happy, which I think helps boost my mood because she's just very rarely down. But there will be the very odd occasion where she might have a bit of a sulk if I've gone out without her, or, you know, I've taken something off her that she was enjoying or whatever it might be. But it's very short lived. She's a happy little dog.
What if somebody's not a dog person? Do you think other animals could work for this?
I do. I think there's something in all animals, actually. And I know for me, I prefer like particularly soft animals, because another thing I love is like the stroking of the animal and how relaxing it is. I know some people, for example, my half sister is really into like reptiles and things.
Oh, wow.
And she says to her that they all have their own little personalities. Now, I don't get that because I'm not a reptile person at all. I get a bit scared, but I think whatever kind of animals people gravitate towards, I think you can kind of have that connection.
How has Maggie made your brain happy?
I think I was feeling quite like there was not a lot of hope. I was becoming kind of physically more unwell and yeah, then mentally more unwell because of having to deal with that. And I did feel like there wasn't a lot of hope in the future for me, really. And having Maggie come into my life just turned that around. Being able to, I think her happiness is infectious when I am around her, but also having that bond. And like I say, she kind of forced me into a routine of looking after myself and other people that I'd let go. And I wasn't really able to do it for myself at that time, but I could do it for her. And then that's kind of spilled over into benefits for me and looking after myself more, and us doing those things together. Or if I've gone out, she's there with a little smile when I come back. And yeah, and we kind of resume that little bond. So yeah, I'd say it's night and day. I feel a lot happier.
Her happiness is infectious. I love that. Make sure you connect with Emma over at planinspire.com. Her Instagram, YouTube, and even Patreon is linked up in the show notes. But before we go, Emma, is there anything left about mental health, and having your sweet doggy that you want to share that I did not ask you?
Give it a go, even if you feel a bit unsure. I was a bit unsure not having a pet before. And maybe if you're not sure if you want to just take on that big commitment, I know sometimes you can sign up to these sites where you can walk someone else's dog, maybe someone who can't walk their dog for whatever reason, maybe they're unwell or whatever, and you can maybe have those short-term benefits without the commitment of taking on an animal.
What a cool tip. You can walk somebody else's dog. In fact, I did a little Google search and there's a lot of shelters and humane societies who accept volunteers to come and walk dogs. So maybe you're not in a position to get a dog, but you can go walk a little homeless dog. Ooh, it got me on my feels real quick. Listen, y'all, whether it's clearing your mind with a single leg balance, doing some goat yoga, or hanging out with a dog, we hope you take a moment for yourself today, my friends, and keep that brain of yours happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.